While the EU summit in Lithuania is about to look at the possibility of closer ties with Ukraine, some European leaders are pushing on another agenda. They want to curb migrant benefits, and the loudest calls are coming from Britain, France and Germany. Let's get more on this now from RT's Peter Oliver. Peter, so essentially what is going on here? I mean, what is this migrant debate about?
Well, in a little over a month's time, on January the 1st, Romanians and Bulgarians will have the right to move wherever within the European Union and seek employment. Now, we saw David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, say he wants to see limits put on the amount of benefits that those type of migrants would be able to receive. Now, those calls have been echoed by Angela Merkel here in Germany and Francois Hollande in France. And it does seem that there is this movement between this split between the West and the East in the EU. Those in the West are concerned that there's going to be a huge influx of migrants moving their way. Now, in backing up Mr. Cameron's words, we heard from Angela Merkel saying that that poverty migration was the cause of considerable social problems in certain cities in Germany. Now, she didn't mention those cities, but it was almost understood that she meant those along the eastern border of Germany, in the former East Germany. Now, what she said is that, as she was announcing her coalition government, that she wants to try and put in place restrictions that would not allow migrants to just move here without a job and sign on for social benefits, for housing benefits and the likes, that they would only be allowed to do so for limited periods of time. Now, in France, Francois Hollande was saying similar things. He said that this type of migration was a threat to the social fabric of France, and that something must be done to try and curb this type of large-scale migration from east to west, from those poor, and not just from east to west, but really from the poorer countries in Europe to those that that economies have weathered the storm much better than others.
And has there been reaction from other European leaders?
Well, there has indeed. Those in the higher echelons of the European Parliament have been quick to point out that freedom of movement is a core principle of membership of the European Union. Now, Laszlo Andor, who's the employment commissioner, warned David Cameron yesterday, on Wednesday, that by doing this, by pushing forward with this, he run the risk of making Britain the nasty country in Europe. It seems that the likes of Germany and France aren't too bothered about joining that nasty group at all. Now, José Manuel Barroso, who's the president of the European Commission, said that he'd had a phone call with David Cameron warning him about undermining a fundamental principle of membership. This freedom of movement idea is all part of the European ideal, that we're all in it together, that we can all move freely between each member state. States, countries, and work in those countries is a fundamental idea of the European Union, but also worried that that's been undermined by these type of comments. And then Vivian Reding, who has been a vocal critic of Britain in the past, she was speaking about these type of restrictions that they want to put in place, saying countries can't have their cake and eat it, that if you want to be part of the European plan, you have to accept freedom of movement. So those European leaders concerned by these comments coming out, but it hasn't stopped leaders in Britain, in France and here in Germany saying they want restrictions on migrants.
OK, thanks, Peter. That's RT's Peter Oliver, live from Berlin. Thank you.